KG, Jordan.
Hey, good morning, KG.
Good morning, Tom.
What's going on?
Oh, just dealing with everybody that's got some bullshit Christmas issues.
Yeah.
I love this business.
Well, you're Santa Claus. You're supposed to be the jolly guy.
Yeah, I'm going to become the fucking Grinch pretty soon. They keep going at this fucking pace. They're going to flip me over.
Oh, gosh. My daughter, she loves the Grinch. She's got a little Grinch stuffed animal that we got her that she keeps on her bed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we watched that movie about a month ago, and she fell in love with it.
Wow. Dude, that is something. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to just give you a quick call. I know you don't need them right away, but the package that I sent you yesterday with the two matched pairs of rounds, you'll receive it tomorrow. It looks like there was, my shipping department sent me an email this morning, and there were some, I guess, high winds in Rochester last night, so our FedEx plane didn't get out on time, so everything's sitting in Memphis right now. But it looks like the things are moving today.
Not a problem. The guy's going to come see me on Tuesday, so we're good. But we don't fuck around. We just
That's why if you have a call for next week, let me know now, because it seems like every once in a while these things are taking 2 days instead of overnight, which is unfortunate. But
dude, let me tell you, I was expecting a package from my manufacturer from California 2 months ago. He shipped it out Monday for Tuesday. You know when I got my package?
The end of the week?
This Monday.
This week? Holy shit.
This Monday, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And that was an overnight package?
Yeah, it was an overnight package. Went from California to Boise, Idaho, came back down to California, went back up to Oregon, came back down to California, and then it headed this way.
Jeez. Was it through the post office?
No, FedEx.
FedEx?
UPS.
Oh, UPS?
Yeah. So, it's crazy.
Yep. Yeah, these services, I mean, I know they're obviously getting inundated with a ton of packages that they have to deliver, but, I mean, of course, a lot
Here's
of people rely on them.
What my guy told me, he said they're so overloaded with products that they're not able to get back to the hub in time to reload and get back on the road again. So their warehouse is, or their hub is just full of products needs to be reloaded, but they don't have time to get to it in time.
Yeah, so, I know that's obviously just going to create an issue for everybody that's waiting on packages, but what do you do?
That's why I always try to ship out products on a Monday or on a Tuesday. That way, by Wednesday, if there's delays, Thursday, if not, hopefully by Friday, it'll get there, especially this time of the year.
Yeah, right. Worst case scenario, you're at least getting it within that week.
Yes. I spoke to my manufacturer. I said, Rafi, I said, listen, man, I said, I want you to don't ship out shit on Thursday and expect me to get it on a Friday, because shit happens. And when I'm waiting for something, it's not going to be in time. And then come Saturday, Sunday, Monday, if I'm in town or not. So I say, you need to ship out my crap on Tuesday, no later than Wednesday, to be delivered for Thursday or Friday. So we agreed on that. So we've been doing that. And thank God. But like I said, he shipped it out on Monday for Tuesday delivery. I got it in the following Monday. Mm-hmm. But thank God for today, you can keep tracking packages and doing all this other shit. But still, when you have $100,000 or so in a box, if I could start sweating.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah, it's still, yeah.
Either that or you just keep praying, one of the two.
Yeah, a little bit of both.
Yeah. Well, you insure them, you know, but still, insurance, you have to wait 3 months to get processed, investigated, and then get the check. By that time, you know, if you have jobs for your customers, good luck.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Thank God we didn't have any issue between you and I shipping products.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
Have you guys had any other issues with different states?
As far as I know, not really, no.
Good, good. Like, you know, most of the time people ship out products, and not the way you guys ship them, it's the way people ship them back to you.
Yeah, we generally get, I mean, people ship it back, you know, many different ways, whether it be UPS, FedEx, you know, some use the, you know, the post office service, express mail.
Shit, I hate the post office.
But yeah, the post office is becoming less and less reliable. I mean, even the express mail that's supposed to be overnight is taking two and three days now.
I wouldn't count on the postal office for nothing. Forget that.
Yeah.
FedEx and UPS. And man, look, I was at Sam's sometimes about 3 weeks ago or so. I bought about 13 boxes of these little things they have in the aisles, chocolates, you know, kind of like little gifts you give. They're already wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
I've been giving them to my UPS drivers, my FedEx drivers. Just keep pumping them. You know, just, man, look here. Thank you. Thank you for, you know, bringing my shit in time. And you do that kind of stuff, people kind of say, you know what? He takes care of me. He don't fucking chew my ass out. Where's my package? Where the fuck you been?
Mm-hmm.
So it works out. You do people right, it'll come back to you.
Yep, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Well, 2 weeks until Christmas. The countdown's on.
Oh, my goodness. What day is Christmas on, Christmas Eve? Is it on a Wednesday, Thursday?
Yeah, Christmas Eve is on a Wednesday. Yeah, Christmas is 2 weeks from today, Christmas Day.
Wow. We.
Yeah, do you open on Christmas Eve?
Well, you know, I don't really depend on selling shit on Christmas Eve, but I try to open up. If my customers pick up their stuff, you know, the Christmas orders that they've given me, if they pick up, I don't worry about it too much. But I do open up to give my last minute, my customers who kind of run by, what do you have for a couple of $100? I don't have shit, you know. But I open until between 12 o'clock and 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock, I lock it down and say, okay, see you next year.
Yeah.
So we got to work on a 2.5-carat oval come next year, Tom. Don't forget that.
Yeah, I'm on it for you. Yeah, absolutely. Beginning of the year. Well, you said he wanted it by when?
March. Sometimes
okay.
In March, yeah.
Okay.
But we need to kind of, you know, keep looking and everything. We have that going on. And I don't know what else I have right now pending for next year.
Any of your heavy hitters that haven't seen you just yet that you need anything for?
My heavy hitters, I had a 4.25-carat round diamond. I sent a picture of what I made this badass pendant for it. And I sent it to two of my heavy hitters. They both want the motherfucker now. I said, once I get off work at Friday, I'll get off work tonight at 8:30. That was about last night. I said, I ain't going to be here at 8:30. I'm sorry. I'm old. So one is supposed to come either tomorrow night at 6, and one is supposed to come either today or Saturday. So
I have a pendant that we have right now in our inventory, a 296 for just a little over 14,000.
Not big enough.
No, this is not a 3-carat?
This is a 4.27-carat. I have a 4.09 and a 4.01, but they're in rings in my display. But this 4.27, I bought it from a customer of mine. And at first I had somebody, and then she said the husband was not okay with her making another ring with it, so he was kind of sentimental about it. I said, well, you know what? I'm going to make me a badass pendant, and I'm going to make it available. If it was meant to be, then it would be. She goes, please send me a picture when you get it done. Hold on. Let me send you a picture of this thing. Came out pretty darn good, Tom. There it is. Mm-hmm. I'm sending it to you on WhatsApp, Tom. This is a front view of the pendant. And this is a side view of the pendant. It's simple, with a little KG touch to it.
Yeah, I like that a lot. That's beautiful. The diamond looks clean, too.
It is. I sent it off to GIA, got certified. It came up as an I in the color and SI1 in the clarity.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. That's a really pretty diamond. Well, if you need another 4-carat, let me know. I've got a 406 in our inventory right now. I'm looking at that looks real nice. It's an HSI2 triple X caught. This is 48,000.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind. 50K is close. 50 or less.
I mean, I'm sure you bought the one you have for far less, being that it was off of a customer.
I did. I bought that diamond, and I probably brought over about a couple of pounds of freaking gold from her, too. Sure. It's working out okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope you have a good one today, KG.
I hope you have a good one, too, Tom.
All the best. Yeah, if you need me for anything, just give me a shout. I'll be here until we're open until 6:30 tonight.
Well, you can't hide from me. I got your number.
You will always find me.
All right, brother. Good deal. Thank you, Tom.
Yep, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.